Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, it'll be cloudy today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Some of those could be intense. We'll talk about that in a second. High today, around 54 degrees. It's 45 right now in Kenosha, 42 in Burlington, 36 Milwaukee, 35 in Racine. While southeast Wisconsin could be in for some strong winds and thunderstorms late this afternoon, it's a system that AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams says is still gathering strength to the west, but it's going to be heading our way.
Where it causes damaging winds. Now, the worst conditions will be in a localized area, but it's the kind of situation where a tree can be knocked down, windows can be shattered, and there can be some hail. That's late this afternoon or this evening, and so if a watch is issued for the area, which it hasn't yet, that's an indication that something may form, and the chances are high, but nothing actually has been noticed or seen yet.
Following the storm activity this evening, Wednesday, he says, going to be a hang-on-to-everything kind of day because of some very strong winds. Fire last night heavily damaged a two-story home in Kenosha across the street from Frank Elementary School. At least one minor injury reported, neighbors pulling a man in his 60s out of that burning building. First arriving fire unit said there was heavy smoke and flames on the first floor at 1811 57th Street. The incident commander did eventually call in more personnel and equipment, and as that response went on, mutual aid was requested from the South Shore and Bristol Fire Departments, that to cover the stations that were vacated by the units from those facilities. The Racine fire bells were also brought in to provide relief to the crews. Just how that fire began is still under investigation. Again, heavy damage with that fire. A firefighter in Madison suffered an electrical shock while at the scene of a fire that involved a power pole on the city's south side. Reports indicate the small fire on top of the pole frame appeared to be coming from an arcing electrical line. As crews were working, another firefighter, trying to light up the scene, grabbed the pole of a floodlight to move it and screamed in pain. It's believed light rain and mist at the time might have increased the conduction capacity of a generator on the fire truck, and the firefighter created the grounding for the electrical surge. That firefighter, last reported, still in the hospital for observation, but doing better. The UW-Platteville campus is open again today. Monday it was on lockdown due to the report of a man possibly armed with an assault rifle in a campus restroom.
What we know about the suspect is that he was wearing a gray shirt with black pants, black soled shoes, and is believed to have been a white male.
That's the campus police chief, Jason Williams, says they never did find the individual or any weapon, but they still had to treat the situation seriously. Attempted homicide charges continue against a Town of Dover man from an early morning home invasion last year and a knife attack on a man whose throat was severely lacerated. Racine County Judge John Jude ruling the comments of 29-year-old Ronald Kane can be used, even though a Racine County sheriff's investigator misled the defendant with some of his comments. The judge, according to court records, said Miranda was properly administered. The suggestion to the defendant that the incident was not a big deal, well, that was clearly misleading. It was not enough, though, to affect the case going forward for trial April 5th. The 58-year-old victim sleeping at the time with his girlfriend when the attack occurred. Wisconsin's Attorney General Brad Schimmel says a bill that was passed by the U.S. Senate last week, it does address several key areas in the fight against heroin abuse.
It has law enforcement investigation grant funding. It has prevention funding. It has treatment. And it has substance abuse recovery support funding as well. All of those things are critical pieces to beating this epidemic.
He says it takes the all-hands-on-deck approach that is needed to fight what has become a nationwide problem. And 17 chihuahuas and a beagle taken into custody by the Wisconsin Humane Society in Racine Monday, police contacting them about a hoarding situation. The address where the animals were found has not been revealed. The 18 dogs brought to the WHS facility on Chicory Road for initial medical care, then a dozen were transferred to the Saukville facility. Humane Society's Angela Speed says a mother and her five very young puppies are staying in Racine for now, noting their age and health status at this point. No information about the owners of the dogs, whom Speed says voluntarily surrendered them. As of today, arriving passengers at Mitchell International Airport have the option of selecting Uber or Lyft to reach their destinations under a pilot agreement that'll have each paying the airport a $3 fee for each passenger. Previously, Uber and Lyft could drop off passengers, but only Uber Black and Uber SUV services could pick them up at the airport. For more than 3 hours last night, folks in Mount Pleasant peppered village officials with questions about the Highway V water and sewer project. The answers at times greeted with groans and shaking heads. Residents along that roadway are fighting the project. They claim the special assessments against their properties will force some of them out of their homes, while others complain the project, designed to aid future development in Caledonia near the interstate, will not benefit them and they shouldn't have to pay for it. Kurt DeWallen, the administrator for the village, reacted to one comment about the upcoming election, but it had no bearing, he said, on the timing of a vote on the assessment issue.
The election doesn't play a role in this. That being said, I mean, seriously speaking now, there's an ethics policy with the village and a policy where if any of the board members lived on Highway V, they would not be able to vote on this matter anyway. They would not be able to make a decision on it, because they'd be affected by it.
There is a public information meeting on this same issue on next Monday. Then there'll be a vote 2 days later. Before the meeting last night, several of the residents held a little rally and news briefing, many of them holding up signs showing what they believe their assessments are going to be. St. Monica Senior Living Center in Racine announcing a $7.7 million expansion to accommodate a new memory care unit. Because of the 18,000-square-foot addition, that expansion will also have a new kitchen and a chapel. It'll create 17 new full-time jobs, and there's a public groundbreaking scheduled for this fall. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation reviewing the paperwork on a requested loan of more than $200,000 for what is left of the Shooty Daniels Furniture Store site in downtown Burlington, heavily damaged by a fire about 2 years ago.
The applicant is Shad Brannon, who also owns the Plaza Theater in Burlington and the former Geneva 4 Theater in Lake Geneva. He's proposing a retail development that officials believe could be a catalyst for additional downtown development. The Burlington Community Development Authority recently approved a $140,000 revolving business loan for the project, which also still needs additional financing components as well as related requirements. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And the lingering question of what happens to the Milwaukee Admirals when the new downtown arena for the Bucks replaces the BMO Harris-Bradley Center appears to have an answer. The Wisconsin Center District Board on Wednesday is scheduled to discuss a potential new lease with the hockey club at the UW-Milwaukee Panther Arena. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. Our newscasts are there when you want them. Just look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News. 7-